Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Storm, who plays Raul in Phantom of the Opera. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us, when our listeners come out to the Kennedy Center, a lot of them have seen some version of this before, whether it's the silent movie or the Gerard Butler movie or the Broadway show, because that's the big one. How is this going to differ? I know they changed out the staircase. Mm-hmm. I know there's a little bit of reimagining, but it's also the same great tale. So explain to them how this is sort of like how you've never seen it before.
Well, the first thing you're going to notice is the set. Paul Brown, our set designer, has really tried to make the spaces feel very specific. And you're going to feel like you're backstage, or you're going to feel like you're in the manager's office, or on the rooftop of the opera house, or in the dungeon. The descent into the lair is really, really cool experience in our show. But you're not going to feel like you're wanting for anything, trust me. This show is actually bigger than the other one.
And does it work to your advantage that you're actually in an opera house?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like this show is in the perfect place right now with the opera house here at the Kennedy Center. It really fits the frame of this theater.
Yeah, awesome. You mentioned the descent into the lair. Mm-hmm. Describe it, because we're in radio, so we got to sort of paint a mental picture. Explain. Right. Take our listeners, so they're sitting in their seat watching mm-hmm. this. Explain what they see.
So what you're going to see is there's this huge cylindrical wall that moves across the stage. It's about 10 tons and about 25 feet tall. And you're going to see the Phantom and Christine sort of walking across the top of it. And through his mechanical engineering genius, he's created this staircase into the lair. And they walk down this staircase. And then in the actual opera house, there is a river underneath the house that works as sort of this right. counterbalancing place. And so he has a boat that he right. takes her on across this river, and with smoke and different lights, and it's really, really cool. And then eventually
goosebumps just
yeah I know and then eventually the wall splits, revealing his lair, and it's this dark and dank
gothic.
Sort of very gothic. He's stolen different set pieces and props from the different productions and theaters to make his bed and his organ throne, and it's really, really cool. And in our show, we've used light as a character. And so the lighting is very specific. The Phantom's designed it very specifically for his lair to have the optimal effect on Christine. And it's really cool.
Explain that a little more. Light as a character.
Well, our lighting designer wanted to show that in the catacombs of a theater, you don't really have any light. Right. You've got the candelabras, and then one little tiny light coming from the surface. And so he started from there and really kind of brought in these really lush but subtle in brightness colors, where so you almost feel like you can hear, when you're in a really dark place, you can hear the silence.
Yeah.
In our show, something that Lawrence Connor, our director, was really adamant about was hearing the silence. And so in one time we actually turned off all the lights on the stage, just the candles, and were left on, and we just sat there and listened. And it's this really...
This is when you're rehearsing?
Yeah, this is this really cool experience. And that has become a focus.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice little behind-the-scenes tidbit. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, take me into your character. So you're sort of, it's part of the big love triangle,
right.
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You are,
I'm the other guy.
Whoop. Yeah. You're I think that's fine. Yeah, you're the Ashley Wilkes of the Scarlett O'Hara Rhett Butler.
Exactly.
Take me into sort of why you think that sort of love triangle helps propel the story. Because you mentioned all the great gothic, things and the darkness and the self-aware theater type stuff. But this sucker's really all about romance. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone loves so much. But what is it about that you think that love triangle that just propels it?
Well, I feel like the reason why the love triangle is so strong is because everyone thinks the story's about themselves. Fan thinks it's about him, Christine thinks it's about her, and Raul thinks it's about him.
Kind of like all of us in real life, right?
Yeah. And Raul's like, why is this guy messing with my date? Like, this is my life. I want it to be this way. And I think that propels the love story. It's not about, oh, I want to be in love. It's like, I want to be with this girl. This girl's mine. And that creates the tension.
Finally, wrapping up, the music. And tell me, Andrew Lloyd Webber, he created something that you know, I mean, the story existed long before this in the book and the old movies and everything, but it wasn't really until he came, it was just like, that was a huge cultural moment. And the music just sort of seeped into our subconscious, even if you've never seen the show, you know, right. The fan of music. But what about the music really works for you? And do you have a favorite number, either that you're that you sing or you're watching from the wings?
Well, my favorite number is not actually a proper number, I would say, but it's the final layer. It's the most impassioned moment of the show. It's the climax, and it's really special. But about the music, Weber's background is in choral and organ. His father played in churches all the time at the organ, and I feel like those Davidian melodies are sort of this human-like melody that lives inside all of us, and he utilized those. And whether or not you're religious doesn't matter. It's just this sort of guttural sound. Yeah. And he's incorporated that into this. And I think it just sits within the subconscious of humanity.
Perfect spot to leave it. Thanks, sir. Thanks, best of luck at the show.
Thank you.